אנחנו קוראים את המאמר של הרב.
We are reading Rabash's article, What Does the Rule Love Thy Friend as Thyself Give Us? In the writings of Rabash, volume 2, page 19. What is the rule? What does the rule of the friend as thyself give us? What is the rule? Love thy friend as thyself give us. Through this rule, we can come to love the Creator. If this is so, what is keeping the 612 mitzvot, commandments, give us? First, we need to know what a rule is. It is known that a collective, a rule, or klal, consists of many individuals. Without individuals, there cannot be a collective, a rule. For example, when we refer to an audience as a sacred audience, we are referring to a number of individuals we have gathered and formed a unit. Afterwards, a head is appointed to the audience, and this is called a minyan, a tent, or a congregation. At least 10 people must be present, and then it is possible to say kedusha, the part of sanctity in the prayer, at the service. The Zohar says about it, wherever there are 10, the Shekhinah, divinity, dwells there. This means that in a place where there are 10 people, 10 men, there is a place for the dwelling of the Shekhinah,
the revelation of the Creator.
It therefore follows that the rule, love your friend as yourself, is built on the 612 mitzvot, commandments. In other words, if we keep the 612 mitzvot, we will be able to achieve the rule, love thy friend as thyself. It turns out that the particular elements allow us to achieve the collective. And when we have the collective, we will be able to achieve the love of the Creator. As it is written, my soul yearns for the Lord. However, one cannot keep all 612 mitzvot alone. Take, for example, the redemption of the firstborn. If one's firstborn is a girl, he cannot keep the mitzvah of redemption of the firstborn. Also, women are exempted from observing time-dependent mitzvot, such as tzitzit and tefillin. But because all of Israel are responsible for one another, through everyone, they are all kept. It is as though everyone keeps all the mitzvot together. Hence, through the 612 mitzvot, we can achieve the rule, love thy friend as thyself.
Well, Rabash wrote this in a kind of religious style, because he didn't exactly know who's he dealing here with. It was in the beginning, where he still didn't feel the students that I brought to him from the outside world. And so he didn't exactly know how to write it. But all in all, what do we want to know? Everyone has to keep the rule of love another as yourself. Everyone has to arrange himself as much as possible. All in all, we influence each other, because to begin with, we're in one system, and therefore, what anyone does affects everyone else. It's a very severe condition, because we're unaware of the measure to which we're to blame for, as if not doing anything, but next to us, someone's doing something, and it's because of us. Only later on will it become revealed to us that all the actions that we do, or that others do, and the measure to which all of these actions, that we're all interdependent, and that no one can say that I didn't kill, I didn't steal, I didn't do, I didn't. We're all responsible for all of these things, because we all influence each other. And if we look at the system of Adam HaRishon, then each of us is a part of the ten sefirot, of this kind, of that kind, and therefore everyone is responsible for everyone. And everyone is a result of everyone. And therefore, there's nothing like, you're righteous, he's wicked, this, that, he's better, you're worse. Everyone receives equally, and everyone's responsible, and everyone owes equally. And the quicker we will determine this law between us, the law of unity, of connection, of bestowal, the law of Erfut, then the quicker we will come to becoming one soul, that then there's no difference between us in anything, not in color, shape, character, nothing, because everyone will feel that even that a person can't even have a tiny thought of his own that comes from himself. It comes to him from someone and passes from him to someone else, and that's how it is with everyone. I'm just a junction to which come different thoughts and desires, and out of which different thoughts and desires come. And this is how it is with everyone. And when we reach this state, when we reach such an understanding, we feel that all in all, we are full with the Creator, that He's the one that's fulfilling us with all the desires and thoughts and forces and everything. It's all His. And this is called that the light of Ein Sof fulfills everything.
Turkey 3.
Turkey 3.
Hi, my friend is asking, what is if one firstborn is a girl in the article?
No, it doesn't matter. These are just laws that are unrelated to spirituality. If a son's born, I know that that's how it is in Turkey too, that it's more respectable than if a daughter is born. After the son, you can have a daughter, but if first you have a daughter, it's not that distinguished. It's something very common, you know, pay no attention to it. It's Moscow 7.
Как мы можем влиять друг на друга? У нас сегодня...
Regarding how we should influence one another, today is Sunday, we have the TENS meeting, and we dedicate time to it. How do you recommend we analyze things in the TEN?
The first article we read today, the first article at the beginning of the lesson, is a very good, very powerful article. So I recommend you to read it again. And this article, you have to summarize it and take out the different religious discernments out of it, those that are unrelated to us.
We read articles during the week, but in the TENS meeting it's like a summary.
On the TENS meeting, I talk about current events, meaning the state that the world's in, the state we're in, how can we draw ourselves, pull ourselves, and with us maybe the entire world, the entire group of Bnei Baruch and the entire world, to the meaning of life. It's becoming very current. The quicker we try and succeed in Gluing ourselves to the process will advance very quickly and in good directions and will experience success. Our problem is that we still don't feel that this is what we have to do. Whereas if observing, it's forbidden for us to be observers, we have to be participants and even leaders, those that lead the process. And now I'm looking on my screen for, where is it? Info is hiding someplace.
Ken, Adon.
Yes, mister.
Yeah, we'll go over the schedule quickly. At 10, we'll begin with live broadcast. So we'll go from 10 to 10:30, and then we'll continue to the writings meeting from 10:30 to 11:30. From 11:30 to 12, we'll have Nitza and Noma continuing their talks about women. And in the evening, like every Sunday at 6:45, the World Gathering of Friends. You're invited to connect, and now we'll connect to a melody. La 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 la